Last time we were together, we started a series discussing the emerging or the emergent church movement. Those words are interchangeable, and so you will hear me saying either of those. Tonight we need to talk about some of the key elements of the emerging church. Last time was really just an introduction. I just read a bunch of quotes from some of the authors and leaders and pastors that subscribe to this movement. And we only have a few minutes, so we can't possibly discuss everything involved in the movement, but instead we're going to focus on really the most predominant and widespread issues in the emerging church movement. Now, there are a couple of things that we really need to remember while we look at these teachings. First, it needs to be stated that the emerging church movement is not an organized denomination. It's not necessarily an organized group. There are different groups within the movement. But really, it is a term used for a variety of churches and congregations, a variety of practices, and a variety of writings. There is no definitive definition or no definitive group that we could just box up and examine and say, okay, this is the emerging church. Like we could, in theory, even say, well, this is Calvary Chapel. Even though we're not a denomination, we could kind of box that up and talk about it. We can't really do that with the emerging church. What we are going to do, though, is simply look at the overarching character of the movement, and we are going to focus on the foundational teachings and beliefs and practices that most, if not all, emergents do share. The second thing we need to remember is that our goal is not at all to badmouth these people. We don't mean to attack anyone's character or their ministry. What we want to do is educate ourselves about this fast-growing movement and be ready to give a defense where is needed. The best way for us to do that is to quote these pastors and these authors directly. No middleman, no name-calling or finger-pointing, just the beliefs of these men from the men themselves and from their writings. It is our belief that their teachings have some very serious and very dangerous errors. We do not ascribe to the emerging church movement at all. And so we need to not forget that these people, every one of these people that are involved in this movement, they are all loved by our Lord. They are all loved by God. They are all His children, and He desires to restore them into a healthy relationship with Him. With that said, we need to look at a few of the key elements. There are many key elements in the emerging church, and as I said, it would be impossible to discuss all of them in just a few minutes. One key element is called orthopraxy. It sounds like a dental procedure. Orthopraxy, and what that means is, they talk about this a lot, and what it means is we're focused on how a person lives, not what they believe. And in fact, there's a quote that it says that how a person lives is much more important than what he or she believes. And this is an important underlying attitude of the emerging church movement, because the widespread understanding is that you can have a Christ follower within the Islamic tradition, within the Hindu tradition, within the Buddhist tradition, and they don't have to become converted to Jesus Christ. It's because orthopraxy, how they live, not what they say they believe. Social justice is quite important in the emerging church, and often it is the focus above doctrine and theology. One current example is Rick Warren. He is working on what he calls the PEACE plan, PEACE being an acronym. And what it is, it's an all-inclusive social action cause which completely circumvents biblical teaching and doctrine in favor of economic stability. He goes on in some length in describing the program and how we need to embrace every faith, every church, every tradition in order to bring social justice to the nations of the world. Now, it may seem strange, but language or vocabulary is incredibly important to the emerging church movement. Emergents talk about relating to God within our own cultural language constructs. In his book, The Story We Find Ourselves In, emergent leader and author Brian McLaren talks about being stuck, quote unquote, within language. Brian McLaren, Leonard Sweet, and Jerry Hasselmeyer have written a book entitled A is for Abductive, the Language of the Emerging Church. Within that book, one of the authors writes this, quote, people were insisting on a beginner's guide to the pathway of postmodern ministry. Here it is. There is no right or wrong place to begin. Just pick a letter and start reading. You'll acquire new words for a new world that will change how you think about church, about ministry, and about what it means to follow in Jesus' footsteps. Entering today's culture in order to love it, serve it, and lead it home to God. Language and vocabulary are very important because to the emergent church, faith is all about the conversation, the discussion, more so than belief, more so than doctrine. In fact, most emergent writers and pastors refer to the movement and their entire belief system as the conversation. And so when you see that in literature, that's what they're talking about. And so what does that mean, the language, the vocabulary issue? Well, it means that emergent literature is just full of philosophical riddles and existential reasoning. It's just a lot of circular reasoning. Scott McKnight, who is a professor of religious studies at North Park Theological Seminary, who is a self-proclaimed emergent writer, says that emergents, quote, embrace the idea that we cannot know absolute truth. Thus, a great amount of time is given to circular discussions about how we can never really know the truth, how we can never really know God, how we can never really know anything. So what does that lead to? Well, what it leads to is that depending on your age, depending on your location on the planet, depending on your social standing, your individual truth will be different than the person next to you or the person a continent away from you. And that includes how you get into heaven. Truth is different for those different groups. Another key element in the emergent movement is ancient future worship. Sounds made up, but it is not. It is made up, but and what that is, it's the meaning that we need to take the traditions and the rituals from the Dark Ages and blend them together with our own traditions, our own styles, and our own modern culture. And we'll talk about emergent worship in a coming week. Another important aspect of the emerging church that we will cover in a coming week is mysticism. Eastern mysticism. Pretty much whatever you're thinking right now when I said the word mysticism, that's what you're talking about, unfortunately. Brian McLaren states, "We don't just offer answers, we offer mysteries." Speaking of Christians offering something to the world. Matthew Fox, another emergent writer, says, quote, "I foresee a renaissance. This new birth will cut through all cultures and all religions, and indeed will draw forth the wisdom common to all vital mystical traditions in a global religious awakening that I call deep ecumenism," end quote. And finally tonight, a key element in the emergent movement is what is called the Kingdom Now theology. And really, this is what they talk about a lot. Emergent leader and author Doug Paget writes, "The kingdom of God is a central conversation in the emerging communities. And let me tell you, the kingdom of God language is really big in the emergent church. Emergents generally believe that the kingdom of God can be attained through our actions, through social change, through governmental peace. They believe that Bible prophecy is not literal, and they generally don't believe that it is a literal telling of the future, but instead they believe that we right now can usher in God's kingdom of heaven by right living and spiritual unity. This is just the surface of the emergent church, and so if you would like more information, feel free to grab me afterwards or email me. Please stop by the bookstore to pick up a copy of Faith Undone or to order one. And it's important to remember that this movement is growing. It's influencing the face of the American church. We need to educate ourselves about who these people are and what they believe. Our foundation is Jesus Christ and His Word. And if we remain grounded on the rock, we will be able to weather any storm. Thank you.